You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds profiles First Nations rocker Derek Miller and music from throughout Indian country. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at Rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today I'm pleased to be welcoming back Derek Miller to the show. Actually, this interview we did months ago. We did this interview the same time we did the other interview for our other show, Rockwired Radio Profiles. He was on the road driving, and I had him on the phone and told him that I was going to be interviewing him for two different shows. So, if you're thinking of the interview that we did for our other show, Rockwired Radio Profiles, I gotta tell you, this is another interview entirely, and it's a great one, and I can't wait for all of you to hear it. But before you hear that, from his latest CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble, here is Derek Miller with Ecstasy of You.
Don't you give out on me.
From his CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble, that was Derek Miller with The Ecstasy of You. Visit Derek at his official website, www.derekmiller.ca. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Derek Miller regarding his new album, and more importantly, to talk about being a native in the world of contemporary music, and here's how that interview went.
Growing up, I mean, were there any native performers that you looked to, or was that something you didn't really think about, or describe, you know, the musical influence for you, I mean?
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic, because, you know, short answer is, for me, I grew up on the reservation. I grew up, as a kid, I didn't want to be an Indian, because I experienced a lot of racism. So that, for me, was a turning point in my development, and I came home and I told my mom and my aunts, was like, I don't want to be a native because native people are just being looked down upon, and they were like, don't you ever say that ever again. They gave me a huge ton of shit, and they said, be proud of where you're from, be proud of who you are, because you're a very unique person. Like, I'm Onondaga Mohawk, and that for me resonated, because it was like, I didn't see any native musicians out doing what, you know, Led Zeppelin was doing or anything like that. I didn't know anything about, you know, Link Wray at the time or Buffy St. Marie or anything like that. But at the time, you know, it really resonated me to the fact that, you know, there was maybe some reverse racism, because I couldn't understand why, you know, people would want to hate each other like that. So, that was important to give context to that, because now, and what I'm doing, like, I see the importance of having our people put up on these pedestals so that the children and the youth can strive for that. And I've always been an advocate of not back down from my roots, and I think it's painted me in a corner a bit, but at the same time, you know, I think I owe it to my ancestors to be vocal about who I am and where I'm from, because if I don't do that, then the kids are not going to have a reference point. And now, when I go back to the reservation and people see me, it's just, I'm the same person, but at the same time, they look up to me because they see that I've played the Olympics and I've played in front of, you know, a bunch of people, and I've done these records and I've won all these awards. So I think it's very important, and I never really had any reference to that sort of stuff before, so. But now, I mean, I see the importance of Jesse Ed Davis and Link Wray and Buffy St. Marie and Redbone and all these different artists that contributed to mainstream music. And Charlie Patton was a Chalk Doll, for Pete's sake, and he started the whole thing, so there you go.
Right. And when you picked up a guitar and went to those first few gigs, I mean, what did that feel like? I mean, did anyone ever give you grief for being Indian or anything like that? Or
yeah, no, they didn't give me no grief about it. I didn't. I always seemed to cut through, because the music start playing, all the race and color disappeared. So it's a very strange thing, because you got to deal within societies and politics, and sometimes, you know, it's just I think a part of why that happened too is because I've always been such a advocate of a pro Native American, and maybe that's to my own detriment too, you know, because of what I went through as a kid, you know, stuff.
I see. And,
and focus on One Love, you know, when I was recording with Willie Nelson, that was one of the things that he told me. I was like, yeah, I come from here or whatever. He's like, yeah, One Love, baby. And that pretty much, man, summed it up for me. I was like, yeah, there you go.
What's the best advice you've ever gotten from anyone in the course of your career?
Man, oh man, the best advice I've gotten is just, you know, keep playing. That's it. Just enjoy yourself, and everything else is just, you know, icing on the cake, really. You know, that's about as simple as I could put it, you know? It's just have fun.
Visit Derek at his official website, www.derekmiller.ca. From his CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble, here is Derek Miller once again with Something Bad, Something Good. Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls. You took me way too high. This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. with songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is. Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian Country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and for the first part of our show, we're giving it up for First Nations rocker Derek Miller, who, and his latest release, Derek Miller with Double Trouble. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Derek Miller regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
I don't know. I kind of brought this up in a previous interview, but it just seems to me, you being a Canadian native, you know, it just seems like Canada's gone a little further in terms of embracing Native music than even the U.S. Do you find that to be true or no?
Yeah, but I think, like I said before, to our own detriment. I mean, we're painting ourselves as Native artists, and I think maybe we shouldn't be doing so much of that and just promoting, like I said, the one love sort of situation. But at the same time, we all got these battles that we have to figure out. So there's definitely different organizations and places for funding up in Canada that you don't really get in America. But yeah, like as far as even being Canadian Native, I mean, I don't even recognize, you know, the border per se. You know what I mean? It's I've got my Social Security card in the United States as well. I mean, that was just part of what our ancestors set up for us. It was to be dual citizens and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I try not to look at it, but at the same time, there is some different avenues more available, I think, for the Canadian contingent.
I see. And have there been any differences in how you're received and, like, compared to Canada and here, you know?
Yeah, I'm probably more famous in New Orleans than I am in anywhere else on Turtle's back here. I mean, I played the Jazz Festival in New Orleans twice, and every time I go back to that place, people recognize me in the street, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? It's like, nobody, I can't get arrested in Canada almost, but, you know, go to New Orleans and everybody's willing to buy me a drink. So, I mean, I must be doing something right. That's like a hot bit of music and people dig their music there. So I must be doing something right.
Well, I'm one of those people that's sort of the opinion that, you know, Indian music has come a long way. We're not there yet, but it's come quite a ways. What do you see for it in the future?
I mean, I think that we're going to just keep going and striving, and the scene within the industry will continue to grow. I think there's a lot more opportunity out there. I remember when I was first starting out on the reservation, I didn't even know where to go record a song, so I had looking in the Yellow Pages and managed to find a recording studio near a Mennonite community. About an hour away from my reservation, so and now we got one of the state-of-the-art studios in Canada available to us. So it's definitely growing, and people are seeing the importance of putting the native perspective, I think, in a digestible context for people, because I don't think people really understand what it means to be Native American, and I think the onus is on the indigenous people of Turtle Island to really present that to the non-native, so that we can have that understanding and bridge those gaps and look at that one love mentality. So the future is bright. I can see it. It's going to be good.
And speaking for yourself as a native performer, what has been the biggest surprise for you personally since the time you picked up a guitar till now?
I think the biggest surprise is that it's not as glamorous as I thought it
was. Amen.
I think that's the biggest surprise, yeah. We'll put it as surprise.
Visit Derek at his official website, www.derekmiller.ca. From his CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble, here is Derek once more with Stoned for Days.
Every now and then, I take what the devil pays. I guess I've seen better days. Gypsy morning light, still won't slant right. Oh, you stole my comb for days. Baby, feel divine. Hold me one more time. Standing on the edge of devotion. Oh, you stole the cold for days. Heard a trumpet sound, and the sky began to weep. In the streets of San Francisco, nothing on my mind, oh, like a man out of time, yeah. Oh, you stole my coat for days, babe. Hold me one more time. Standing on the edge of devotion.
Don't go anywhere. Aboriginal Sounds will be right back after this brief message with music from throughout Indian country, so stay right where you are. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls. You took me way too high. This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and you've just entered the freeform hour of our show, where we will be spinning music from throughout Indian country, and this is the most fun part of the show for me. You know, the interviews are great, but it's great to hear all the music that's out there, and I'm going to kick things off with the guy who's provided Aboriginal Sounds its unofficial theme music. This is Mickey Free and his band American Horse with Lucky Number 7.
We'll be right back. soul, and I let you go. Music's in my soul, it's in my soul, got it in my soul. Dre, let me know.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts are born on the bass. Hot when I rock, can't see the scorn on their face. I show, I prove, so marvelous. Dropping this hotness like lava, it's return of the ghost, my tomb where my heart lie. You feel the boom in your womb and my beat high. You wanna chill, wanna cruise with a sweet guy, but I'm with the game. I can't let the beads I wait resuscitate. If I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well, let's debate. I slide in reverse, blood-curdling words. So fly on a beat, I be hurtling birds. Won't shut your mouth when I put it in words. I will take your girl and it's easier. It is, put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put y'all to bed, so long up in my head.
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me high. The most like it set this whole itch up in flame. Me, I'm up, man, looking like me, man. God, this she won't hear me complain. I do more than maintain. If me chat, it's dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same. In the booth, I reign supreme. Do the issue here for my team. Make sure my niggas get seen on stage. Never in the cage. Will I be? Hell no, that ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free. And I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that ish mixed with oxygen. Lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson, pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire.
From their CD Scars and Bars, that was Nake Nulawaun with Heart is on Fire. And you can look forward to an interview with that band coming to Aboriginal Sounds very soon. Up next, we have the originator of Powwow Rock herself. That is, I'm talking about none other than Buffy St. Marie. Back in 2009, she released the CD Running for the Drum, and here she is with the single off that album, No No Keshegesh.
Water rights, good mother nature on a lump.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Brevis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and up next, I'm going to give a shout-out to my own tribe, the Yankton Sioux Tribe, with this next song. This is the band Indigenous, and from their CD, The Acoustic Sessions, here they are with Things We Do.
wanna change a thing with you. Oh yeah. Oh, said I should've never been this way. Now we don't wanna go back to the way we were.
From their CD Sunchild, that was the Gear Project Band with Roaming the World. Up next, I've got another band based right here in New Mexico. They are the metal band When Darkness Falls. And from their latest CD Bloodstone, here they are with Corruption. Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian Country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and up next, I'm going to play a track from the artist that kind of got the whole show started. I'm talking about Jana Mashoni, and from her CD, New Moon Born. And from that CD, here is the single, Solid Ground.
1992. The discovery of indigenous life in the Americas has led to 511 years of first persecution, then isolation, and finally manipulation of the mind. A little help, if you please. AAMAHADSAFSA. Get my drift, no stone unturned. It takes a village. Now watch the village burn. Redefine, walk the line, free your mind. We're still alive, aboriginality. On the streets of Chiapas, Mexico, Viva Zapata and all that jazz. Anthony Quinn, Eddie Olmos, Santana, Chief Dan George, indigenous flavors, aboriginal pizzazz. You know, it takes a village. Now watch the village burn!
From his CD Only the Brave, that was Shawn Michael Perry with Aboriginality, another artist that you can look forward to being featured on Aboriginal Sounds very, very soon. And I'm down to that last song for the show, and it goes to the Miracle Dolls. And from their CD Thieves and Guns, here are the Miracle Dolls with California Here I Come.
Knows her man's a monster when no one's around. He's
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. Join us next week as we showcase Grammy-winning guitarist Mickey Free and his band American Horse. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.